This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Bain Capital, Marketing for Nonprofits, and the Rich in Sheep's Clothing. The headline in the New York Times caught my eye, saying, "The Pitfalls of Giving Big but Thinking Small." But the subtitle is even more interesting to me. Donating large amounts to social change groups can be complicated, but it isn't impossible. Wow. I work for a social change group. I could really be helpful in answering this question if someone is really asking. With a global footprint and mission as big as America and as broad as the world, giving big and large amounts both sound a bit like music to my ear. What's up? Where does the line start? The foundation of this presumptive news story was a report by something called Bridgespan Group, which is only described as a philanthropic consulting firm. One of its founders is quoted saying, "If you wanted to put $1.8 billion to work to drive social change, how would you do it? It's hard." Really? Who knew? Well, according to Bridgespan, this is a vexing problem for the ultra-wealthy, defined as those who have more than $500,000 of wealth. Tom Tierney, the bridge spanner, also claims that there is, by all indications, a sign of intent by the super wealthy to increase their giving to social change, but we haven't invested in the pathways to let them do this in a productive way. So you say. What's going on here? Bridgespan turns out to be the nonprofit offspring of Bain Capital. Tierney turns out to have formerly been the managing director of Bain. Bain is famous to most of us little people as a platform for Mitt Romney and the numerous others who ply the lucrative practice of corporate consulting. Bridgespan became the stepbrother once removed after Bain did several studies discovering how much money was in the nonprofit sector and realized its brand didn't lead well to mining this rich vein. So building a Bridgespan, get it, to Bain would do the trick. So what does Bain and Sheep's Clothing recommend in order to allegedly move money from the hands of the super rich to what they want to refer to as social change? According to the article, they think the trick is the creation of a community foundation for America that would be able to accept large bequests and donations and then find small nonprofit groups that need funding. Funny thing. Been there, done that. In 1976, Drummond Pike founded the Tides Foundation and its family of organizations in San Francisco to do exactly that, and it has done so for over 40 years quite well, thank you, as an organization with assets over $100 million and revenue over that level as well. The Tides operation is regularly ranked near the top of the largest nonprofits in the country by the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Bain and Bridgespan are based in Boston, so maybe they're so old school and business bound that they don't think of something way over in California as truly American. No, that's not it, is it? This report seems to be little more than a marketing piece for Bridgespan and Bain, with a cover story as a research document in hopes that someone among these supposedly social change besotted rich folks will read it and say, "Hey, great idea, Bridgespan. Why don't you get on the stick and create this National Community Foundation for America?" They have made the case that this is oh so hard that the super rich can't find the pathway, which means, I guess, that they don't know how to call or fly to San Francisco and visit with Tide. So Bridgespan can do it all for them and collect their 20%. Call or email me if you need the address for Tides. It's still at the Presidio in San Francisco. Or better, send me the money directly and we're good to go. One last question that's a head-scratcher to me. Why did the New York Times run this thinly veiled puff piece for Bridgespan and Bain without it saying advertisement at the top like the other ads? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.